This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. It is 12:47, coming up to 12:48. If you'd like to contribute to the conversation about whether or not, for those of you working with the public, does your company provide health and safety precautions? And if so, what are they? Do you get masks? Do you get hand sanitizers, wipes? Or are they telling you to stay at home? Do let us know. 018-789-8899 via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Final story of the day, coming out of Cyberjaya.
Yeah, so, you know, e-wallets and QR-based payments, they're a lot. I think there's like 40 over different mobile wallets here in Malaysia, right? So the retail space is getting really cluttered with these QR codes, especially at the front of the counter, at the cashier. You will always find at least a minimum of three, right? The big ones itself. Right? But then some restaurants you would find, like they may have five or six. And you don't even know, if you're paying by cash, you don't even know where to actually pass the cash over because there's just no space on their desk, right? So this is a problem which now hopefully would be probably solved because there is this thing called the Malaysia's National QR code, and it's called Do It Now QR. This is the first and it's the official Malaysia's National QR code standard. And what it will aim to unify all cashless payments of banks as well as the e-wallet providers. This was launched on the 20th of January by the Minister of Finance, Lim Guan Eng. And Cyberjaya has become the first city to adopt this national QR code that would allow merchants to accept various brands of e-wallets without having to sign up with each company. So this initiative is called the Cashless Ecosystem for Cyberjaya, and it's a collaboration between the Ministry of Finance, Cyberview, together with Bank Negara's affiliate provider, which is the Payments Network Malaysia, Sendrian Berhad. So Cyberview's Managing Director Muhammad Najib Ibrahim said that this move to make Cyberjaya cashless, with at least 80% of merchants using a one-time e-payment mode, started about 2 years ago. But the problem is, you know, coming down from just the vast amount of these providers has caused the confusion to the consumers one, but also to these merchants and the retail outlets, right? So this has led to Bank Negara Malaysia to mandate PayNet to create Do It Now QR, Malaysia's national QR code standard. So currently 9 banks are using Do It Now QR in their mobile banking app, with 23 banks and 4 e-wallets expected to join over the next 6 months. So the merchants, they only need to sign up for one and they will be able to accept payments from all other banks and e-wallets that use the Do It Now QR. So making this more convenient and less complicated, especially now you can test it out in Cyberjaya. They're also, Touch and Go actually is also doing something interesting with mobile wallet payments. So they're actually upgrading bus terminals to accept e-wallet, starting with the Bersepadu Selatan, the TBS station, which accommodates about 13,000 passengers daily. Another bus terminal has also gone cashless, which is the terminal Aman Jaya in Ipoh. They've also partnered up with the Express Rail Link, which is the operators for the KLIA Express and the transit train between KL Central and KLIA 1 and 2. They're offering a 15% discount for your tickets, and it will end on the 30th of June. You could also use the 30 ringgit e-tunai money that you redeemed if you were eligible from the big three wallets, right? Grab, Boost and Touch and Go. As of January 22nd, 105 million ringgit have already been dispersed from the 450 million ringgit allocated for the e-tunai program in the budget 2020. They kicked it off in the 15th of January. So, you know, there's still a while more to go because you've got until the March of 14 to redeem this and test it out. So you could really see at least now with the government pushing down an initiative like this, it's then, you know, set a standard. Because at the beginning, we had this conversation months before, right? there's just too many wallets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did an event, you know, Enterprise Rocks that happened last year. We talked about it, you know, how do you choose if you're a merchant? Because it was difficult for merchants and it was difficult for consumers. On your phone, you probably have all these apps, right? And then if you're going to do your own finances at the end of the month, it's going to be difficult because you're going to have so many Excel spreadsheets just to know where your money cash flow inflow is coming from, right?
Yeah.
So now, at least from the merchant's point of view, you just have to go through one main channel that will then accept most of the e-wallet providers and most of the banks. And it will, I guess, you know, because this is initiated by Bank Negara, you would find more banks and more e-wallets providers would probably want to get on this because it is the national QR code.
I mean, it got super confusing. You, like you say, it's... I'm paying for at the mall. I'm paying for pizza with one e-wallet, and then I'm going to buy something from 7-Eleven, and I have to use a different e-wallet. Mm. And on top of that, stuff like the bigger banks, when my money comes out monthly to pay for my Netflix bill, stuff like that, and then the bank then decides to close off with Netflix because they're saying that there's been so many fake claims using that particular merchant. So that bank then stops the payment to Netflix without telling me, and then I have to switch over to my other bank so that bank is still working with the same merchant. It gets incredibly confusing, you know. Yeah. Doing something like this to kind of stabilize that market and just to give a bit of confidence to the consumers, like we're saying, look, we know it's been confusing. We're sorry about that. We're taking steps to make it more economical and easier for you guys to use it.
Yeah, so I'm keen to see, you know, here in Klang Valley, because that's predominantly where most of the people will be using mobile wallet. Right? I think Arvin is you know, a real champion of it.
Oh, right? Yes.
He's converted.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Pretty much. He's an evangelist for it.
So, you know, if we can get these kind of standards now in place here in the Klang Valley as well, it's great. And it will need some government push, or at least the state department push itself, right? So Cyberjaya with Cyberview, they're pushing that out, so the merchants have already sort of accepted it. Now let's see, you know, in the next few months you will see this happening.
I think I'm the other extreme. I don't use
You've not got any.
I don't use it.
Touch and Go, Boost, Grab.
You've got them all.
I think I've got them all.
And
pretty
I'm just
much.
Wondering.
Big pay is
conversation for another day, I'm sure. But like in Singapore, you think it'd be easier. Wonder what that made that change. But topic for another day.
Topic for another day, indeed, folks. We do have to wrap up, but thank you very much for all of your contributions today regarding that question. For those of you working with the public, does your company provide health and safety precautions? If so, what are they? According to our Instagram poll, still, 65% of you are saying that your companies did, in fact, provide you with the stuff that you needed, the masks, the sanitizers, the wipes, and all of that kind of stuff. For those of you that voted on the other side of things, I'm assuming that's a no, but you didn't tell us which companies they were. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. Named and shamed. I'm joking, of course. Right, that was our question. Are you getting the protection that you needed? We then moved on to that story coming out of China about a hospital.
Built in 10 days.
And then we talked about Cyberjaya going cashless.
Right. Time for us to wrap up. But do stick around. There is a Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. In Nature Berhad is a company involved in the retailing and distribution of the Body Shop brand of cosmetics and personal care products. The company will be hitting the Bursa gong on the 20th of February, and ahead of its IPO, the Breakfast Grill spoke to managing director Datin Mina to discuss In Nature's expansion plans and the center of the cosmetics and personal products industry. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Of course, we will be here same time, same place tomorrow at noon. And if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Jeff Sandu and, of course, Frida Liu and our producer, Christian Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.